Good morning.
Good morning.
We continue talking about hasmada, consistency. There's actually two words which have a similar idea. There's tamid, which means all the time, and tadir, which also means all the time. There's a tremendous power to doing something all the time. One of my dearest friends, he is going to be making a siyum today on a tremendous part of Torah, on an entire Seder in Mishnayos, or Hashem. But it doesn't just come after a person does it once in a while, or he takes 3 years off. A person has to be committed to doing something consistently, step by step by step at a time, and you're able to accomplish magnificent, powerful things by doing just a little a day. In fact, obviously, that's where Daf Yomi, the power of Daf Yomi, 2,711 dafim in a row that people are able to do. My father, Zechon Levracha, he did not finish, on his own certainly, a daf of Gemara until he was about 50 years old. The first time he did it was when he started Daf Yomi, and then 2,711 days later, he was Mesayim Shas. And so many people are like that, to be able to have the consistency necessary to be able to accomplish great, great, powerful things. In fact, even in Halacha, we have the idea of Tadir V'sha'inai Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. If you have something which is consistent and something which is inconsistent, and two mitzvahs that come up in front of you, which one should you do? Tadir Kaidim. The one that the consistent one has more power, that one is taking primacy over the other one. I want to tell you two quick things. One was very surprising to me. Reb Chaim Volozhiner, obviously the father of the entire yeshiva movement, all the concepts of the great Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, he writes in a sefer, actually it's quoted from Talmidim, he says that of course, terrible, terrible thing is bittul Torah, just wasting one's time and not using it properly. And of course, people say the great thing is kvias itim l'Torah, to be able to have set times for learning. Chaim Volozhiner actually says what a person should do is the opposite. A person should make a special time of their day. Kvias itim lebitul Torah. That's what a person should do. They should have a special time of day where I'm going to be mevatel Torah. 12 to 2, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, whatever it is, that's my time of day. Everything else in my life is my tamid. My tamid is learning Torah. I'm going to find a time for bitul Torah. But if the rest of my life, I'm going to be spending in my hasmada, in my consistency. My Rebbe, who should live and be well, Rebbe Shurkin, his father, Zechon Levracha, learned in the Raden Yeshiva for 16 years. There's not a lot of stories about him, he says, and he doesn't have a lot of stories about the Chafetz Chaim, who was the head of the Raden Yeshiva. Why are there not so many stories about him? Because he did one thing for 16 years straight. He never missed a Seder in Yeshiva, never missed a Tefillah in Yeshiva, for 16 years straight, not missing a day. He didn't, by the way, he didn't learn late at night after night Seder, and he didn't learn very, very early in the morning either. He was concerned that it would stop him from learning every single day exactly when you're supposed to. So there's a great power for hasmada. Obviously, wish a tremendous milestone to my dear friend who's going to be making a siyum tonight, and he should continue to light us all up and inspire us. I was immediately inspired. I wanted to also be able to make a siyum in Mishnayos just like him. And Bez Hashem, all of us will be able to have such great accomplishments. Have a wonderful day, Bez Hashem.